Okay, and suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks
out of place, a hippie.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use words like, excuse me, Dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Slouchy.
Slouchy. And what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? She's all
dressed up.
All dressed up. Is it the same when it's a man?
Yes.
Okay. And what word would you use to refer to an older person who's very lively and gets around very well? You'd say he's something for his age.
Well, you could say he was a cut up for his age, or he was alert for his age. He was active for his age.
Did you say cut up at first?
Well, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's really good. And you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is
lazy, slowful.
Loafer?
Slowful. Slow, T-H-F-U-L.
Oh. Okay, and what do you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what about an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And if somebody or something goes out of control, say for instance, a car skidded on the ice, you'd say it went
out of control.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say anything like it went every which way or
Yes.
Godlin or what about if it were an explosion and say pieces of metal went
all over, bursted off?
What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
A haunted house.
Okay, and what do you call the spirits inside?
The ghost.
And what do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Bad luck omen, I guess.
Okay. And is there another name for a person who brings bad luck?
Hard luck, I guess.
You wouldn't call him a jinx or a hoodoo?
Yeah,
or
jinx.
Is it getting pretty sore? Would you like to stop for a few minutes?
No, let's get through.
Okay.
Because then I'm going to rest a while, go to bed.
Okay, well, I surely appreciate you doing this. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
What?
A child whose parents are not married.
Illegitimate.
And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
What about the box or the case that the corpse is put into?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where the dead people are buried?
A place where a person's
buried.
Uh-huh. Cemetery.
Okay. And what about flowing water that's smaller than a river? It's like a river, but it's smaller.
A creek.
Okay, and is there a name for something that's even smaller than a creek?
Like a lake, a pond, you mean?
Well, something that the water's moving fairly rapidly.
Ripple, place, I don't know.
Okay. And what do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Everglades.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to protect?
Suspenders.
Okay.